The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, you have knit together your elect and called us into the fellowship of your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Grant us your grace and mercy, that seeking your perfect will, you may unite us in the fellowship of your Holy Spirit. Let this parish meeting be an opportunity for us to take our place in the councils of the Church and discern your perfect plan for St. David's See Episcopal Church. This we ask confidently in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our first order of business is the election of vestry persons. There are ballots that have been handed out. Does anyone need a ballot? If you are not sure if you can vote or not, if your name is in the directory, if you'd like to check, that's how we determine who can vote. If you have any question, you can see Jack. You will be ultimately electing four persons. But I do want to ask if there are any nominations from the floor.
What's the age limit?
The age limit is
16. And confirmed.
You have to be a confirmed communicant in good standing. You have to have made and maintained a stated financial commitment to the church in the year previous, and that's all I know. Are there any other nominations from the floor?
David.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, what did she say?
She moved that the nominations be closed.
I seconded it.
Okay, that motion was by Evelyn Kruger, seconded by David Ayers. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Having done that, you have just elected the vestry for 2015. I do want to let you know that the vestry who have been active through the building process will continue on with voice and vote having to do with building issues, just as we have in the past. So we have elected Bill Hare, Jim Roberts, Gene Weaver, Tony Wesson to serve on the vestry for 2015. To my left, your right, there is something that I would like to show you. But before we do this, I want to do a little explanation of what an icon is. An icon is a very historic form of religious art. It is intended not just to be looked at, but to be looked through, if you understand the difference. And we have in our midst an iconographer, Miss Jean Weaver, and Jeannie has painted us an icon of Saint David. This is as historically accurate as she and I have been able to discern. And you'll be learning a lot more about this particular painting and icon as it ultimately graces our church. But Jeannie, do you want to come forward? And as she and I were talking, one of the things that I said is, as I've asked other people, did it paint itself?
Yes.
And she said, almost. So, without further ado,
thank you.
mentioned that I was sitting at my sketch board without any thought of painting or drawing St. David to this finished piece. I really have nothing to do with this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if some of you are wondering why his hat looks floppy, that's historically how they looked in those days. So you'll be hearing and a lot more explanation about this as time moves on. There are a couple of pieces that I need to share with you canonically, having to do with statistics. Our total Sunday attendance in 2014 was 4,809 persons, making our average Sunday attendance 92.5. Now, just to give you an idea, 4 years ago, that number was in the 60s. So we are definitely headed in the right direction. We had a total of 104 Saturday evening and Sunday services, 48 weekday services with Holy Eucharist, 51 private services with Holy Communion. There were 5 deaths, 2 parishioners, and 3 non-parishioner deaths this year, 2 non-parishioner weddings, and 2 baptisms, one of an adult and one of a child. These will be recorded in the parish register. Some of the highlights for 2014, and these are not in any particular order of importance or significance, but we bought new liquid wax candles for the altar and the retable, a new fair linen for the altar, new rope belts for the servers. The vestry sacristy was completed thanks to the work of Jerry Simpson and Ross Emilio and Jack Tracy. And the final cabinet in the altar guild sacristy was completed by Jerry Simpson. We purchased new chairs for the parish hall. We purchased an automatic electronic defibrillator and trained 8 people in its use in case we have a CPR incident in the church. After 20 years of employment at St. David's Church, we finally crafted a letter of agreement with Dick Hobbs to be our organist. Now, that may not sound like something to you, but it's an important commitment. Dick, as you have committed yourself to us, we have committed ourselves to you. So thank you. All of our old pews, those that were left after the recent unpleasantries, were sent to Canterbury Conference Center. Parish inventory, both pictorial and text-wise, was completed by the youth of our parish. A design and decorating committee was formed to aid in the selection of church furnishings. We briefly hired Robin Morikow, as to help with pastoral assistance, but she was swooped up by another parish after only 3 months. But Robin and I stay in close touch, and she's very happy at the church, her new full-time church. This year was a time of removal of overgrown stuff. Brazilian peppers, non-native plants, were removed from the water's edge. The stumps were ground down, and we can now mow to within 3 feet of the canal. We plan on keeping it that way. The Sisters Garden and Memorial Garden renovation has begun. Karen Beagley has overseen this project with the help of the Memorial Garden people, and there's still a lot more work to be done in terms of irrigation, plantings, lighting, that sort of stuff, but that work has begun. We had to rekey the entire facility twice due to a break-in. The church is now completely Wi-Fi covered campus-wide. We accepted a memorial window that will go on the back wall of the church. Outreach fundraisers for the auction and the goods and services auction, as well as the flea market, both reached an all-time high. And our total outreach giving this year between the discretionary fund, fundraisers for outreach, was over $35,000. So I think that's pretty incredible. One of the highlights for me of this year was helping raise money for the Afghan Memorial at the VA Park on Merritt Island, and the dedication of that VA Memorial to the Afghan soldiers. And there was a wonderful turnout from the church on that day, and I was very proud for St. David's to be a part of that. I do want to thank the outgoing vestry persons, Judy Eberly, Dudley Kenny, and Jack Tracy. Bill Hare is also going off, but he has re-upped, for their faithful service to the vestry. This has been a long year, with lots of meetings and plans. But you will see all worthwhile. I also want to recognize the tireless works of our senior warden, Jean LaPointe, and our junior warden, Jack Tracy. Jean will be continuing on as senior warden in the coming year. So thank you for very much behind the scenes, but certainly not to be forgotten. As Gloria Spruill, who is our treasurer, you just cannot imagine the hours that Gloria spends help keeping our life in order. And Gloria, thank you for all of your hard work. I hold in my hand the signed contract for the construction and renovation work to begin. This contract was formally executed yesterday for obvious reasons. The building permit and all the plans have already been approved. The only thing that needs to happen is our contractor, Jim Monarchy of Monarchy Construction, will be named as the contractor of record. And as soon as we receive the building permit, which should be in 2 to 3 days, the work will begin within 7 days. So what all of that means is that for the next 5.5 months, we're going to be camping. This church services will be in here whenever possible. The church work will be done first. There's going to be a temporary wall put up. The stained glass window will be installed in the wall directly behind me, and there'll be temporary walls, as the middle part of the building is torn out. We are going to have a formal dedicatory photo made with the bishop for the groundbreaking. We will let you all know exactly when that's going to occur, but we have to work around his schedule. But I want you to know it's going to be happening like really soon. We did have to make some modifications in the building, not in the overall design. Most of it was in decorative detail work. We had to eliminate the showers, the restroom off the rector's office, and the family restroom. But the project is continuing with everything else that you all have seen and heard about in the construction drawings. The new entry on the west end, tearing out the kitchen, the new kitchen and storage rooms and bathrooms will all be over here. The retention pond will be over in the far corner. There will be a concrete parking area to the west of the church, as well as all of the existing sidewalks are going to be removed, and those will be in pavers to match the other stuff. The bathroom off the nursery will stay in the plan. So for those of you who have been worried about storage space, we're still going to have creekside storage. The old men and women's bathroom will be storage areas, and everything else will continue as we had discussed. There were some slight modifications in terms of choices, as finishes of doors and things like that. But we are on go, and you will see heavy equipment arriving
soon,
in the next week or so. At this point, a part of all of the craziness is the new pews are arriving the week of February 16th. So a part of the pace of getting all of this stuff taken care of was so that the pews can be installed after they arrive. So there are going to be lots of changes in the coming weeks. I thank you all for your understanding. It's taken a very lengthy period of time in planning. The original bids came in 50% higher than our max budget, and so it took a lot of whittling down to make this happen. So, having said all of that, the floor is now open for questions, comments, concerns. Joan, hurry.
One Sunday we were talking about the challenge with the roof.
Right.
How did that all work out?
Okay. It has 90% been resolved. Okay. A part of what's happening from here on out is that we actually, the contract that we signed was a not to exceed $800,000. Okay. As we are whittling around all of our design choices, we feel that we will be able to make enough changes with finish choices that we will be able to put the metal roof over the church portion only. The rest of the facility will be shingled as it is now. Barbara.
What the remaining shingles, what their life is, or were they at just a 30
It was originally a 30-year roof. There's 8 to 12 years of service that are on them currently.
So figure 8.
Right. Right. One of the crazies about the roof is that for those of you who know anything about shingles, typically you have a ceiling, then there's an attic and insulation, and then finish, and then the shingles. These boards are about an inch and a half thick, and the shingles are actually nailed to the above side of this. So there's no attic, no insulation, no nothing. And so a part of what the metal roofing system will provide is a layer of insulation above the wood roof, and then the metal will go on top of that. I do want to also just remind you that all of this work started not because of the vehicle driving through the church, but because of the electrical and sewer system entry onto the property and its demise. And so this work started, the hiring of the architect and all that stuff, months before the drive-through. And so a big part of this process is having new electric service and a new sewer tap that will get rid of our old cast iron sewer system. There will be no heavy equipment in the Memorial Garden or the Sisters Garden. Any work that has to be done in those areas will all be hand dug. So you don't have to worry about that. Any other questions, concerns? Yes, Larry.
What's the cost of the house?
The actual cost of the signed contract is $762,000 with a not to exceed $800,000 at the end. And a part of the reason for the difference in those two numbers has to do with finish choices that we will be making that we could not make before the final contract was determined. David Ayers.
You brought up something about a blank canvas for the kitchen.
Correct. Okay. Basically, what is happening is all of the appliances for the new kitchen we've already bought. What we are not going to have in the new kitchen are the cabinets, countertops, that sort of stuff. So that will be something that we will be responsible for. The contractor will not be responsible. There were certain pieces like that that we had to pull out of the contract in order to bring it in within budget. Jerry Simpson.
Is the metal roof and the sanctuary included in this $800,000?
The difference between the 762 and the 800 is where the metal will ultimately be coming from.
So you don't really know what this metal will cost.
That is correct. Any other questions? Is everybody happy? Ricky. Does anyone know what happened to the plants? The plants that were removed from the Memorial Garden are gone. We are aware that there were some sensitive issues, and as the Memorial Garden is redesigned and replanted, we will be respectful of those. So it may be replaced with something, but we will work all that out in the before the final design of the Memorial Garden happens. So we'll keep you in the loop, Richard. Larry.
I hate to keep asking these questions, but
no, that's fine.
I guess that's what the meeting's for.
That is.
The endowment trust is $1,021,000 plus or minus. And after this rebuilding, how much is left?
There was received in pledges was about $206,000 that will ultimately be added to that.
There,
the million $21,000, which is the endowment trustee in the endowment trustees report. Okay.
In it, it's money in hand. The 206 is
pledges. We have received to date a little over $52,000 of that in cash. The overall goal, when everything is said and done, is that we will end up with about $500,000 in the endowment after everything's said and done. There are other funds that are available in the cash management account, and surplus money from the insurance claim and things like that that will be going into this project. The basic thing that I want to communicate to the congregation is there will be no loan, there will be no mortgage, there will be nothing that is financed, and we will guard as much of the endowment trust as possible. Rita, did you have a question? Is there, based on the meeting of September 21st, the meeting that we called to request permission to invade the principal, the total funds available for disbursement determined by the value of the endowment trust at that time was $771,836.
Okay, so that's the amount that you'll be taking from the endowment fund.
That is the amount that was approved at the September 21st meeting.
But that doesn't mean we're going to use all
of that. That doesn't mean we're going to use all of that. No.
But I heard that we had a contract which may or may not include the roof, not to exceed $800,000.
Correct.
So when they come in here and there's different site conditions, et cetera, is there a limit on changes, or can we spend $1.6 million on the infrastructure?
Not and still have me be alive. The vestry are committed to really hardlining this budget at 800, and we will make whatever modifications that we need to do to get the basic building completed. And then down the line, as we decide we want to add things, we can do that. But this is not a blank check. Between the 771 and the money that we have in a cash management account, we feel confident that we'll be able to bring this building in right at 800.
Okay.
Is that Larry?
It sounds to me like we got a guarantee of the structure, and the finish is all up in the air, and may not be completed with current dollars. That's what.
Now, the building will have to be completed in order to get the certificate of occupancy. The only thing that is not in the contract that we are going to be responsible for is the flooring in the new part of the building. The building permit, which we estimate to be about $3,500. The fire marshal has thrown in a kink that we have to have a damper alarm in the HVAC system, and we're estimating that to be about $6,500. And the whatever the cost of the kitchen cabinetry work comes out to be, those will be the adds. So my feeling is that we have funds in other accounts that are available that will cover those, that will not necessitate going above the cap and the pull from the endowment fund. Ed?
It sounds to me from what Larry has asked and what you have just said that we have pretty near a fixed dollar amount that is going to be needed over and above the contractual amount. And that
okay.
is the number I think we're looking for. Not whether or not we're going to exceed the million, how much additional funds in over and above the contractual account.
Those are the numbers I just gave you. It's going to be the cost of the flooring, which is going to be probably about $20,000. The cost of the building permit, let's say $4,000. The cost of the whatever the damper alarm is and the HVAC, which is probably going to be about $6,000.
Counters and cabinets.
That was the initial 20. Okay. I would say reasonably about another $40,000 to $50,000.
Thank you. So $850,000.
Complete. Yes. David? That is correct.
So what you're seeing here with the endowment trust and what we've raised in the bar of budgets, you know, we have other accounts where there's money that's sitting right now that we're not, that could be earmarked for anything.
I don't see that. I don't have that paperwork.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm on the endowment trust committee. Well, I know that there are other funds that are available.
Okay, I can answer that. At the end of each year, we take whatever the checking account balance is, we take that back to $30,000 in cash, and we take whatever surplus that's in the checking account, and we put that into a fund that we call the cash management account. That's in case there's ever a cash flow issue or whatever, we can borrow from ourselves. The cash flow, we have not finalized closing out all the books for last year, so I can't tell you exactly what that number is going to be. But given our current checking account balance, it's probably going to be somewhere in the $30,000 to $40,000 range. Okay, that will be moved into the cash management fund in addition to the funds that are currently in the cash management fund. There are monies in the restricted fund left over for the organ, the the pews, the final payment on all of those things from the insurance reimbursement. There will be surplus monies there. In addition to that, there are approximately $50,000 in undesignated memorial funds that the vestry may choose to dedicate to one of these projects. So over and above the endowment fund, there's approximately $200,000 in other accounts that are not designated for any particular use that will be able to be shifted by the vestry toward these projects.
But if you have funds in the Memorial Garden Fund, that should be used for the Memorial Garden.
I did not say the Memorial Garden. The Memorial Fund and the Memorial Garden Fund are completely separate.
Right.
The Memorial Garden funds are not going to be used for anything but the Memorial Garden.
And the Memorial funds are able to be used for anything?
No, those are
no.
Restricted.
No. They're...
No.
Okay. No. There's the Memorial Garden Fund,
I know that.
Which is restricted for this use.
And
there is also an undesignated memorial fund that is a collection of money over the years that has been given to the church for memorial purposes. Now, obviously, we're not going to, you know, have a memorial bathroom or something like that. You know, the vestry could authorize to say, gee, we really want to do X. And that money is available for the vestry to move from the memorial fund to a specific project. Ed?
What I'm basically hearing is that we will not exceed $800,000 from our endowment fund.
That is correct.
All other expenses will come from other sources.
That is correct.
Who is going to make the decision as to where those...
The vestry.
Will that be passed to the congregation for approval, or will it be vestry finalization?
Okay. That will be addressed by the vestry, and the vestry will make the final vote.
What I've heard today is that the cost is well over $800,000.
Yes.
I have a contract for $800,000, not to exceed $800,000. My experience shows me that that will be achieved in other contracts. And we have an unlimited amount that will be transferred from other accounts to fund any other improvement needed and not covered by the $800,000. That's what I've heard.
I wouldn't say it's unlimited, but there's...
pretty much so.
There's...
And I personally was hoping to see in my lifetime the endowment fund grow so that when you're gone and a part-time priest is gone, that hopefully we would be able to continue to grow that endowment. And to me, there is no excess funds ever. They go into the endowment for perpetuity. And when we have a less robust congregation than we currently evidently have, and I've seen those days, I have concerns. That's all.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments, Rita? Jesse. And then Jesse.
I wanted to ask if there's any rug or any sound absorbing material that's going to be put down because I'm hard of hearing. It's like an echo or a very hard sound without any drapes or rugs or anything to absorb it.
There is a plan ultimately for there to be There is a plan ultimately for there to be a rug under the altar, like a carpet under the altar. Once the pews get in with all the cushions and all that sort of stuff, it will be much damped. The sound will be much damped.
Okay.
Yeah. Rita, did you have something else?
I did. Of the 92 average attendance, do you have age demographics of that?
Not at hand. I don't have them in my... No.
What percentage of the original intent of the endowment fund is being withdrawn? In other words, the endowment fund was set up with a specific purpose, and now we are using a considerable amount of that endowment fund.
Okay.
What percentage of that is...
I don't have those exact figures, Ed, but the decision to invade the to use the endowment fund for this purpose was decided at the September meeting, and the boundaries were set by that vote on September 21st.
Okay, I've never heard the amount.
The amount of interest that the interest and the income, 387, 193, principal used from trust for this project, 184, 643, 50. That brought us to total funds available for disbursement, 771, 836. This was all in the minutes and the handouts from the September meeting. And said this would leave approximately $300,000 in the endowment trust. And over time, the additional money from pledges, would reimburse the endowment trust, yielding an ultimate, a hoped for end at $500,000 in the endowment.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Beth.
This is my first annual meeting, so you mentioned that you're waiting to close out the books. So do you have an end-of-the-year balance sheet, assets? It doesn't sound like there's any liabilities. And then the cash flow, do you do that every year?
We do. We
post it at some place?
We carry no liabilities. Normally, the financial reports are posted on the bulletin board in the vestibule. And all of that is. I'm sorry?
Aren't they normally handed out at this meeting?
No. Again, because it's not the congregation's job to adopt the budget. I mean, we haven't even talked about the budget. A part of the reason that we don't have a closed out financial report for 2014 is I've been out of the office for much of January, and as soon as that is available, that will be posted and available for everyone's use.
So that has all the figures, like it expenses,
it does.
Income,
it does.
Assets, all that.
It does.
All the different accounts that we discussed here, that's all listed on the
yes, ma'am.
Asset sheet.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Ricky.
Is it my understanding that you're borrowing money from the endowment fund because you don't have to pay any interest on it?
That's correct. And that's what it's there for.
Oh, of course.
Right.
It saves a lot of money.
Right. And the endowment trustees have done a wonderful job in protecting that. The purpose of the endowment is for extraordinary use. We are well running the parish on pledged income. That will always be the case as long as I am here. And I have refused to allow even the interest from the endowment, as is required by the trust, to be put into the operating fund. So as we move along, we will protect that trust. We will continue to grow it. I know that there are many people in the congregation who have remembered St. David's in their will, and I have full reason to believe that that endowment trust will continue to grow.
I would like to see it repaid as a matter of course. It's like taking your loan to build a building. Mm-hmm. You just take it from the endowment.
I would be okay with that if the vestry so notes, but I would also request that if we ultimately do that, the part that we would repay would be the principal and not the interest. Because what the interest should have been coming all these years, and it has not. So I would certainly support repaying whatever the balance, the principal that we use. Thank you. Seeing no other comments, there'll be time for us to ask additional questions and comments during lunch. But why don't we go ahead and say grace? And for those who can stay, thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this time to be together, for the business of this parish. We pray your blessing upon this work that we are about in your name. We ask, Lord, that the construction time may be a time of relative peace and harmony, and that what we do ultimately serves you first. Bless this food for our use and us to your service. Keep us ever mindful of and responsive to the needs of others. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.